The main force of Crusaders, however, had converged on Antioch. Tancred, despite his excursion in southeastern Asia Minor, joined up with that force. The major princes led their forces over the Taurus down into Antioch. And when they arrived in October 1097, they found before them a great city. Most of it is on the east bank of the Orontes River, not a particularly big river. But Antioch is situated in the great Amuk Plain, an extremely fertile area. There was lots of grain, cattle, sheep available, provisions were plentiful, and the famished army was able to recover after its hideous 4-month march across Asia Minor with repeated fighting and losses, many of the horses dying en route, people dying en route. The ranks had been severely reduced. The initial reaction as they arrived before Antioch was, well, let's take the city. Ramon urged an immediate attack. The princes hesitated. I'm not sure they could have pulled it off myself. But fortunately for the Crusaders, the political situation played into their hands. There were in the immediate region several potential Turkish rulers who could have moved in and taken this Crusader army on and destroyed it. The Crusaders also hoped that Alexis was on the way with the imperial army and that he would show up. The governor, or more likely, it's better to call him just the commander, the garrison commander, a fellow named Yagi Sivan, who was a Turkish commander, was a Turkish military garrison. He ruled a city that was largely alienated from him. They were mostly Christians. He had an overlord in the immediate Turkish ruler at Aleppo in northern Syria, a fellow called Ridvan. Ridvan's brother was Dukak in Damascus. Both brothers hated each other. There was a more distant overlord in Mosul. That is, Turkish political orders in Mosul, Aleppo, or Damascus, any one of the three, could have launched an army immediately and destroyed the Crusades. And in the course of the siege, all of them did. They all brought in relief forces to help out Yagi Sivan, who managed to alienate all of his potential masters and was essentially left on his own. The Crusaders conducted the type of warfare you would see in Western Europe. They built towers. They began to conduct more of a blockade than a siege. But as winter approached, the garrison was in no mood to surrender. There was hopes that there would be a relief army, and the Crusaders began to suffer again. Through the winter of 1097-1098 was the second great ordeal, almost as taxing as the crossing of Asia Minor. In the course of that siege, the bravery and courage of Bohemond became clear. Twice relief armies showed up, one from Damascus, one from Aleppo. It was Bohemond who rallied the Crusader forces to beat back these large armies. In the case of the second one, which was in February of 1098, Bohemond carried out one of the most remarkable tactical victories, which I said was foreshadowed in the Battle of Hastings. He took then the only mounted men left in the camp, which numbered 700, marched east and lured the main army from Aleppo into a bushwhack as they crossed over a bridge. He first attacked them, drew them over the bridge, drew them into an ambush, destroyed the front forces, drove them back in disorder, so the whole army retreated in confusion and won a dramatic victory, while the infantry remained desperately fighting off a sally from the garrison. This was on either February 8th or February 9th of 1098. It was a remarkable victory. Leadership of the First Order, the feigned retreats, the ambushes, all the tactics that you would associate with these warriors from Northern Europe. Furthermore, the capture of the city itself was no less remarkable. The Byzantine garrison, the Byzantine commander, Tacitus, actually defected sometime in January, reasons unclear. Stephen of Blois gave up and fled across Asia Minor, telling Alexis I, by the way, that the crusade must have been destroyed, which is one reason why Alexis never showed up. What's the point of coming to assist allies who have already been slain? Nonetheless, as the Crusaders got into the spring of the second year, and that is in May of 1098, they knew there was a vast relief army on the move, a third one, not from one of the Syrian states, but from Mosul itself. Karabog, the leading Turkish military commander in Iraq and in Syria, had assembled an enormous army, summoned of his vassals, Arab auxiliaries. We don't know the size of this army. It vastly outnumbered the Crusades. That we knew.